have found the Genesis Frequency. This is Dr. Stephen J. Kismina welcoming you in to another episode of a show that focuses on your whole life prosperity and success. Whole life prosperity and success by cooperating with the universal laws that are available to each and every one of us. This is Quantum Leap Goal Achievement, Radical Personal Transformation, Whole Life Prosperity and Success. Now, stay tuned for another exciting episode that'll move the needle in your life from where you are now to where you want to be. Indeed, moving that needle. This is Dr. Stephen J. Kismina. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever time of day it is when you decided to hit that play button. I'm so glad you did. So glad that you're here with me as I share another day with you, my listeners, talking about moving that needle in your life. Yeah, for sure. Getting from point A, not just to point B, that's everybody else. We move you from point A all the way to your big dream goal, all the way to your pot of gold at the end of the rainbow. However you define that, that's what I do with my company, Success Ocean International. Actually, our company, it's my company with my wife, Tanae. And we operate that as Proctor Gallagher Consultants. That's one aspect of our business. There's a couple little different divisions that we branch off into, but that's not what this show is about. This show is about you and your dreams and getting you to move in your life. This week, we've been talking about habits, looking at those nasty habits in our lives. Well, maybe they're not all nasty, but habits can be certainly non-productive. If they aren't nasty, maybe they're non-productive. And that's what we're talking about, is looking at those habits that... make a little adjustment there. Sorry about that. My headset. So we're looking at those habits, and I invited you earlier in this week, a couple episodes ago, to make a list of the habits, to step back as the observer, make a list, notice what you're noticing, notice what's routine in your life, notice what's non-productive in your life as far as a habit, something that you do over and over and over again that just is not serving your greater good. And then make an intention, set an intention to replace that habit. See, when we pull a habit out or we work on making the effort to stop participating in that habit that isn't serving our good, when we stop doing it, we have to replace it with something else. And when we intentionally make a decision that I'm going to replace this habit with this, well, it becomes a little bit easier. You can stop biting your fingernails, for example, but you might want to replace something else that every time that trigger comes up, that, oh, time to chew on a nail, that you have something else in place that does serve your greater good. Maybe it's picking up a book, one of those books that just has daily inspirations in it, or having that in your pocket, your purse, and picking that up every time that urge, that impulse, that trigger kicks in to do that. That's just a little example. What I suggested yesterday and what we started to do was go down a list. We started going down a list called Principles for Attracting and Creating Wealth. Now, this is a list created not by me, but this is by Tom Butler Bowden, a prosperity author. And what I had suggested to you, and you don't have to use necessarily these principles, but what I suggested to you is when you're identifying these habits, moving them, working on moving them out of your life and replacing them with something else, be sure what you replace them with is aligned with what you want to accomplish, is aligned with your dream, is aligned with your desire, is aligned with what you want to be, do, and have in your life. Because remember, you can be, do, and have anything. Anything. And most people just simply reject the idea because they don't believe it's possible for themselves. So we were going down the list, and I shared a few yesterday. And, for example, I shared embrace clutter-free living and working. So if you're in the habit of maybe being a pack rat of sorts and just letting things pile up and you never get rid of them, you never release them, well, then you would align a new habit with embracing clutter-free living and working. So as you line up with that principle, you would develop a new habit to replace that. And I believe I suggested, well, you put in your calendar on your appointment book or in your digital calendar, you put in an appointment with yourself that this day for 1 hour or 2 hours or whatever it is, every week or once every 2 weeks or once every 3 weeks, whatever it is, I am going to declutter. I'm going to declutter my car, my office, my workspace, my closet, my dresser drawers, whatever it is, but I'm going to work on decluttering that life because you're breaking the habit of participating in the cluttering of the area. So that's a little bit of a demonstration of how this works. So let's continue on a little bit. I went through five of them yesterday, so you can go back, and rather than take up time today, you can listen to yesterday's episode and pick up on those. We'll grab a couple more here. And number six says, focus on what you desire to create. So when we're replacing a habit, maybe we have the habit of daydreaming when we're supposed to be listening to a lecture or studying a particular program online or something like that. And it can be any number of things. I'm just grasping for different examples, but we're replacing a habit. So it's find and replace. Find and replace. And we're going to replace it in this instance with a focus on what you desire to create. Now, the one previous to this was creating mental pictures of your desire. So focus on what you desire to create would go a little step further than just the visualization. So in that time, in that habit that you want to replace, take that time that you would spend doing that non-productive activity or participating in that non-productive habit, and let that be some intense focus time on that which you wish to create in your life. That's how you're lining up new habits with principles that support your desires. Number seven is great. It says, ask and believe. Act and speak as though the prayer has been answered. We've probably all heard this throughout our life at some point. It comes actually from Scripture. All things whatsoever you pray for and ask for, believe that you have received them and you shall have them. So it's the principle is ask and believe, act and speak as though the prayer has been answered. So we ask, we do that discernment. What do we want? We ask in a way that we affirm our good, because everything's already here now. That's another topic for another day, but everything's already here now. So we ask and we affirm our receipt with a positive statement. We believe that we will receive it and we walk in the energy of that. This is a great, great, great practice to put in place. A principle, I should say, a principle to align with and developing a new habit. When you find yourself getting a little off center, maybe slipping into maybe a foul mood or a depressed state, and you're out of alignment a little bit, remind yourself of what you want. Ask, believe, and receive. Maybe your simple asking is for that alignment, for being centered. Okay? Believe that you already are at some place, at some spot in you is a center, and then receive that. Walk in the energy. So you're shifting the habit that doesn't serve you, habitually moving into a depressed state or an anxious state or experiencing anxiety, and you're moving to a place that feels good intentionally. And this can become a habit. Oh, nope, I'm noticing what I'm noticing. I'm slipping back into a way that I don't want to feel. So I'm going to intentionally take charge and shift myself. Form the habit of shifting all the time back to center, back to what I do want to feel. Now, don't judge the feeling. Don't judge that you slipped, because that's okay too. There's contrast in that. It shows you how you don't want to feel, so it reminds you that you want to get back to center. So just go with that. Ask, believe, and receive, and walk in the energy of being in total alignment with the center of your good, that essence that you're made out of, which is good. And then I got time for one more here, and it's face every day with a positive mental attitude. We touched on this a little bit before in a previous episode where I asked, do you get up in the morning and before your feet hit the floor, do you say, good God, it's morning? Or do you say, good morning, God, thank you for another day? This one suggests to face every day with a positive mental attitude. So can you develop a habit that is an alignment with a positive mental attitude? I love W. Clement Stone. W. Clement Stone was an author, a writer, a motivator, inspirational speaker. He was actually a very successful salesman. And one of his quotes says, a positive mental attitude is the right mental attitude. What is the right mental attitude? It is most often comprised of the plus characteristics symbolized by such words as faith, integrity, hope, optimism, courage, initiative, generosity, tolerance, tact, kindliness, and good common sense. A person with a positive mental attitude aims for high goals, and constantly strives to achieve them, end quote. So a positive mental attitude. You want to develop new habits that are perhaps aligned with a positive mental attitude, starting your day with a positive mental attitude. So ask yourself, are you on the right course to get from where you are now to where you really want to be? Are you? This week, replacing those habits that don't serve your greater good and developing new habits to replace them is an absolute key for moving the needle in your life. So give these weeks here, these weekday lessons this week, another listen. Go back a couple episodes and listen to these episodes on habits. They can really make a difference in your life, because so often we don't take the time to notice what we're noticing, to step outside ourselves, to be objective, to be the observer, and really do an inventory of our activities, of our actions, of our habits, and look to them and say, wow, I do that every day. Or every week I'm doing this. This doesn't serve me. This doesn't serve me. This doesn't serve me. And you'll be amazed when you do that inventory and start to work on it through this process and insert good, positive habits that are moving the needle, that are moving you in the direction of your dream, that are aligned with positive success-building, prosperity-building principles. You'll be amazed how quickly that your attitude will change. Things will start showing up in your life that support you, because what you're doing is you're moving yourself into a new vibration. You're having a whole different reprogramming taking place in you. So it's shifting your vibration. You're moving your frequency up a few notches as you replaced habits that don't serve you with new habits that do, aligned with positive traits and characteristics and principles that are aligned with success and prosperity. So there you have it. 3 days of solid work, solid tools that you can put to use in your life right now. Won't cost you a dime. give these last three episodes a listen and apply them in your life. You've been listening to the Genesis Frequency. This is Dr. Stephen J. Kuzmina thanking you for listening in today, thanking you for listening in every day, and we'll see you real soon on the next episode of the Genesis Frequency.